got motion if your mama out the trenches. You got motion if you in school for business or for dummy. You got motion if you level headed and maintain a good mental. You got motion if you got a car and don't waste your bread on fake offering.
What's going on, motion movers? Y'all know what to do and what it don't. It is y'all boy Ryan back here, coming from the only place where we joke and jive on I-95 by our Florida crib. You feel me? Back here for another episode, another installment of another season of Millennials in Motion Season 4. The official episode 1 of Season 4. I'm so happy to be here today, so I'm going to let my co-hosts introduce themselves and then we're going to get right into the motion. Who would like to go first?
Three, me.
What? This your last season, so
this my last season. Oh my goodness. Okay.
Mind you, she been doing.
Ooh, wow. Okay. What's up, y'all? It's your girl Easy Breezy from the Triple D, Dallas, Texas. We in the studio today, and we're not finna play.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Molly Ma. I ain't gonna lie, I really forgot my intro.
It's Molly Ma.
Hello, Mr.
Brina Kemp is alive. We really ain't been in
here. Well, y'all.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Molly Ma from the 305, aka Mr. Brandon Campus Law, the hottest personality on 90.5 The Flavor Station. And excited to be back.
Hey, what's good, y'all, boy? It's your boy J Main, making sure y'all stay entertained.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, y'all, it's Rena Simone.
What's up, y'all? It's Terrain, Mr. Put You On Game. What's up?
Okay.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Danielle.
All right. Cool. So as y'all can see, we got some new voices here on Millennials in Motion podcast. So before we get into the real conversation, we always start every episode with an icebreaker, but I wanted to try something different. So for this icebreaker, I call it motion or no motion. So basically, it's like this or that, and I'm going to give different scenarios to where if you're for it, motion. If you're not for it, no motion, give your explanation, this, down the third. And a lot of things is kind of correlated to what we're going to get into, so kind of just want to get a little tidbit of what y'all thoughts are. So the first one, living together before marriage, motion or no motion?
No motion.
Why no motion?
Motion.
It's motion.
It's not motion.
No motion. No.
If I move into somewhere with somebody, we're going to be roommates. Like, I need to be able to live with you.
I'll move in with my fiance, but I'm not moving in with my
boyfriend.
That's
before marriage, is it not?
But it's like you're prepping for it.
Okay, real question. Are y'all in the same
room? That's still before marriage.
No.
Are y'all in the same room or in separate rooms?
We could be in the same room if he's my fiance. But if he's not my fiance, then I'm not
going to be with you. I feel like, what if you move in with this person and after marriage and you realize, holy, like, I cannot live with
that's
them.
Why you move like, in with them when they become your fiance.
And then you can also
before
see them how they
I'm
live
talking about as a boyfriend though. I wouldn't move in with a boyfriend. Okay, that's like true. If you want to rephrase the question to be like that, then okay. But
okay, next. It's all good. Next. All right. Having an open relationship, motion or no motion?
No motion.
No motion.
No motion.
But
no it's
whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Like,
absolutely.
All right. This is more for the ladies, but motion or no motion, broke but provides all of your other general needs.
What are my other general needs?
Like, you know, emotionally. Mentally,
you should
spiritually.
Be able to do this yourself.
Yeah, I was thinking about yourself. Your homegirls could do that. No.
Yeah.
So if they don't have the money, then it's
broke. What is broke?
You don't gotta be rich, but you can't you can't be broke.
Not hit middle class.
Do I have more money to you? Like, I'm paying for everything.
Yeah.
That's where it becomes an issue. Like, you don't have to be balling, you don't have to be rich, but
be able to pay the bills.
When I become the provider, that's when I gotta step back, because I'm just a woman.
What if he's just going through hard times?
But you gotta realize a woman's makeup is a man's money. Like, he's not gonna act the same too, and that's gonna like affect your mental health. So it's like, not
and then he's gonna have like, he's gonna be jealous of me.
Hello?
He's gonna try to compete
envy.
With me. I'm not gonna compete with no man.
Mm-mm. A jealous man.
So we'll just have to see about that. And I would give him some time to get it together, because I'm a real, like, I see potential. But if we 2 years in and you still ain't got no job,
that's crazy.
Understandable.
Absolutely.
Next.
Not.
All right. Motion or no motion, never posting your partner.
Motion.
I don't mind that.
It just
depends. Like, y'all have a healthy relationship. Y'all good with each other, but it's like, you know, nobody just ever, like,
I mean, we put it like that as motion.
Nah, that I don't feel like
that's what you want.
Like, that's your, that's your person. Your business.
I don't feel like it's motion for real.
I feel like, bro, I shouldn't have to post you for people to know, like, oh, this is mine or how I feel about you. Like,
you just gonna pop out your own leisure.
Like, bro, if people use social media for, like, too much, like, bro, if I text you a little sweet little happy birthday message or something like that or some good morning, what? Or whatnot,
that should be enough.
But
You post your anniversary post, like, hello, why am I showing off? Brother, it's not about, but it's just like this is different, bro. I'm not saying on your experiences with the world, you don't have to post for like every single day, every time you do something, but I feel like a little one-two cannot hurt. But that's a little anniversary post, like, when you're, yeah, but it's not, it's like a little one-two, girl, brother. The people that need to know are gonna know, so it's really just, I'm not saying, but I'm saying though, like, but yeah, you don't have to post me every day, but at least one, yeah, like, what, now I'm a secret.
All right.
Mind you, the women never post the man. Exactly, they never, they post the show, they post the waist down when they look. Like, you know, post when they be blacked out, like they already blur out. Come on, bro. But that's at least showing that you got it, or they post the, like, thanks, pop out, like, what, hey, nah, we flew the rose and blacked out y'all face, we sassy or something like that. Because how do you even know how to do that? Well, at least they showing, why, that you simple editing, you feel me? Nah, I can't utilize my graphic design skills.
Not
like
everybody has those skills though. Any girl can do that,
bro. Anybody can get an app,
but it's more like a free app to do that than a boy. Like, you really doing too much if you do that. Like,
that took 2 years.
That's female tendency. What?
Graphic design.
It is.
Why is that a tendency, though?
It just is. That's female behavior.
Why is that?
It just is.
We have lost the plot, guys.
I'm just telling the truth. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
All right, let's really back. All right, I'm gonna give two more. Not knowing your partner's password.
Hey, it gets scary when you get past that password.
I don't need your password.
I feel like you should be overseas when you get a password, because it's like, now you want to look.
You know, like, not, it's just like on some trust stuff. Like, not, you feel me?
Not enough for particular. But not gonna lie, when you get somebody's password,
you can keep
insecurities.
You don't want
to
check it, bro.
I feel like I should be able to trust you to, like, you know, not get your password.
So what happens when you get the case that you want to try to look at their phone?
I would just know that I can have it.
I would have looked at
having it. Because when it gets to a point where I'm asking for it and now you're defensive, then I'm like,
what's, like, what you doing?
What's
so let me not just ask at all. You got it.
So what happens when your intuition hits you? You just gonna be straight up, or what you?
Cause when my intuition hit me, I'm leaving.
No.
Yeah, because if I'm asking something,
with
I already
no
know
confirmation?
The answer.
Yeah, no, with no proof.
You just
the confirmation
leave?
Was in that dream last night.
Y'all delusion.
Next. That's not delusion. If I'm asking something, I already know the answer. And your reaction is gonna tell me everything I need to know.
I've always been strong.
Okay, I'm gonna give two more for real. All right. Having a shared bank account but not knowing each other's personal account finances. Motion or no motion?
Motion.
That's motion.
I feel like motion. That's
motion.
Like, that's cool. Like, as long as y'all have one joint, but then y'all have y'all, like, separate things.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's cool. It's like, if you go out with your girls, you can do your thing. You go out with the boys, but y'all have that joint. Like, I feel like that's
cool.
To
pay the bills and stuff.
Yeah. Or, like, if y'all go on vacation. I feel like that's cool.
Okay. Especially if y'all not married. Like,
why do you have a joint account with somebody that you're not married
with?
Yeah. Right. Okay. That was more in the perspective, like, if you are married.
Okay. So yeah, let me put this, like, in, well,
you can't explain to me having a joint account with, and you're not married to a person.
If y'all have been together for, like, X amount of time, then y'all are working towards marriage.
Nah, we gotta be
or it might be it could be an investment decision.
What are we paying for? Because I just said we're not living together.
It could be an investment decision.
Everybody's as well. Situation is different. Some people might live together.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people live together before they get married.
Yeah, but
like, that's very
one person is paying the bill, or they're splitting it, or they don't have a joint account. Like, oh, send me the rent money.
As somebody that's, like, trying to be financially literate, I think the best thing would be to make a joint account.
Well, first, I gotta ask what your credit score
nothing,
is. That's, like, first day question.
That's,
like,
nothing but a visit to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to create a joint account.
It's really not.
It's not at all. All you gotta do is go in and ask to open one. Like, but I feel, yeah. Carry on.
I gotta be married. I just gotta see how you move your money, like, in general,
but
before we even get to that stage.
Thing,
like, it's levels to it. Like,
exactly. So somebody that's more financially literate is probably gonna be open to, like, doing a joint account, because
for
that's
sure.
something that we can work on together.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure you would work. Yeah, you would communicate with them throughout the process. Like, you wouldn't just be like, oh, let's get a joint count together. And then that, and you know, that's just
also,
that.
It's also better because y'all not like pocket watching each other. If y'all don't have a joint account, it's like, oh, you're going to take care of this. You're going to like, you know. So
it would kind of make sense like before you get married if you did that too. And like once you said that, because it's like you don't want to get married and find out, oh, dang, like you blowing through our money.
Exactly.
Like, okay, that makes sense. I still got to be married.
Spending habits, like all of that.
Yeah.
All right, the last one I have is staying friends with an ex.
No
motion.
That's motion.
That's
motion.
No motion. Nah, that's no motion.
Actually, explain.
Motion to an extent. Because I feel like depending on how things ended or how like things went in that relationship, that determines the relationship I'm gonna have if we don't talk, like we're not together anymore.
I don't know. I've never fell out with an ex, so I might not speak to them, but it's cool.
To what extent, like a high and by, or well, you know, have, y'all you'll like, have a conversation with him, or like you'll hang out, you'll still hang out with him, or to what extent?
Past relationships I don't talk to, but I do have an ex that I do hang out with.
Mm. I think I'd be a hypocrite if I said no more. Oh God.
Dang, you done broke the peace. Go ahead, change your answer. They don't want you to say.
I don't care.
That was a sign. Don't say whatever you're about to say. Keep it locked up.
And on that note,
first topic is.
Yeah. Dang, Terrence. We look broke right now.
Hopefully, you enjoyed that first segment, Emotion or No Emotion. We'll have more of these in the near future with future episodes. That being said, let's get into our first topic of the conversation. Serena, would you like to bring it in?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so, we're going to talk about dating versus relationship. Dating is getting to know somebody, spending time, learning vibes, and seeing if they're potential, but nothing is promised yet. A relationship is choosing someone, it's exclusive, intentional, and built on commitment and trust. And I brought this up because I feel like people put so much emphasis on the talking stage and always asking, where are we at? What is this? And like, we never get to that relationship. But at the same time, people don't really cater like dating, going out, and stuff like that. Just like, oh, we're just talking, come over, especially in college. So,
so what do you expect when it comes to both of those things based off of like the differentiations you just gave?
I'm very intentional, so I'm very like straight up. Like, I want somebody to tell me like what you want out of this or what you can see this to be. I don't want to be led on. It's just like, because that's another thing, not everybody's meant to be a person. So it's just like, if we're just vibing, like maybe that's just the vibes. But also some people aren't on that same timing as you, so I feel like that's where the communication comes in. Because it's like, if you want one thing and I know I'm not on that, and you know I'm not on that, there's no reason why we should be speaking, because it's just like, it's just not in my caliber to do this right now.
Do you feel like the issue is more so like people, they'll skip steps to get to the relationship, or they won't go through all the different parameters, or the parameters don't make sense?
I just feel like people are scared to hear no. It's just like, you have to lie. Like Mariah the Scientist said something, she was basically just like,
don't reference Mariah the Scientist.
No, you have to lie. Don't reference Mariah. You think you are, so you have to lie to get what you want. I feel like that's how some men are, and some females are too. Mm. It's just not a gender thing. People think like you're just like selling dreams because you know they're not on this time. So it's like, oh, like you know what time it is, and telling me like, no, I just want to do this with you and I don't want that with you. So I feel like it's just a lack of communication, but also
let me ask you, you said something along the lines of, I don't know, I could be tripping. I thought I heard you say like, I don't have to be honest, or I don't, or I shouldn't tell the truth.
Oh, when I like reference Mariah the Scientist or something like that.
I think it was before that.
No, I think you were speaking from the heart. You know, I wouldn't know.
That's what she said, though.
You said something like, I'm not gonna tell you. They don't want to tell you.
Oh, men don't want to hear no. Like, they don't want to hear no. So it's just like, they're just going to be like selling dreams. Because it's like, if you tell a girl, okay, oh, I just want this, you know she's not going for that. So you have to say this and that. And it's just like, to get your way.
So let me ask you, are you very straight up? Like,
I'm very blunt, this is what I want.
You're blunt with your intentions.
Yes, because I know what I want. And it's like, my thing is, if I know what I want and I'm putting myself in a position to not like get what I want, or putting up with something I know I don't want, it's like, to me, I can't complain because they already told you what it was. And you're kind of settling in my sense, because it's like, when you're self-aware, you know what you want. Why am I settling for this? And you really can't complain because it's like, you knew what it was. So that's where like that communication comes in. But most people don't tell you. And that's why females get so frustrated, because like, you could have just told me. That's another thing. All you could have did was just tell me. Now, like I said, men don't want to hear no. So that's why they just don't tell us. And that's why it becomes a big thing.
They're like afraid, not just men, but just everybody's afraid to be honest too. Like, I don't know if that's what the point you were trying to make, but when you're honest, you can get a bad reaction, and you can't really be the driver of the situation, because now it's up to them to make the decision of if they want to stay or not.
X.
I kind of had this conversation recently. It was like, if you just want to like crack somebody,
oh brother,
but you don't want a relationship with them, would you still be taking them on dates?
No, they wouldn't.
If I just want to crack somebody and I don't want to be in a relationship,
yeah,
I enjoy dates, so yes.
You know, and that's what the person said. The person was like, well, I can't just crack him on the first night. I gotta wine and dine him. I'm like, what? What you did? Are you playing in my face?
You gotta prep the setup.
Like their thing is like, oh no, I'm not looking for a relationship with them. They're just for that. But it's like, how could they just be for that if you're going on dates, building this connection, building a relationship with them?
I'm also the type of person, though, I like to see how you... I'm not going to automatically X you out and say, I don't want a relationship with you. Like, I have to hang out with you.
You want to at least go up the scene
first. Yes, I have to hang out with you in order for me to be able to do or do...
Like, but even in that case,
that's what they're saying. They're not looking for a relationship at all. They just strictly want sex. So they're trying to get to that next level with these people by taking them on dates and
doing everything with the relationship thing, but without the title. And I feel like men are scared of the title too. So it's like, I'm a wine and dine, do all this, but I'm just not going to take it seriously.
And they want to do it with multiple people, so that's why they don't put a title on it.
So I saw this TikTok, right? And it was like, this guy was saying, yes, as a man, I want to be everything to a woman except her boyfriend, because her boyfriend gets treated the worst.
Mm. That's not true.
And he started breaking it down, and he was like, listen, you got the fun N-word, and you got the boyfriend. Like, the fun guy is going to be outside on top of the car, Don Julio bottle. They going to be chilling, turning up outside of the club. The whole time, her boyfriend's at home mad, like pissed. She ain't get home. It's 3 a.m.
Why is that
first? I don't want to be that guy.
Why can't we go to section together?
Right.
A lot of females don't move like that.
Yeah.
She gonna wanna be outside too.
Sometimes it be girls' nights, but it just turned into some extras coming to the scene.
So now
some extra background characters.
Yeah, some background characters. Nah, I can't control that.
Right.
It was a girls' night, but you feel me?
So y'all don't have guys' nights?
And I feel like if your woman trusts you enough to go out alone, that's like a step that you can take too.
Right.
That's not the only thing he was saying though. Like another instance, he was like, I done had females tell me that they would have
Awesome. Oh my God.
He said, I had females tell me that I would have a threesome, but not with my man. And he was like, why would I want to be your man then? You giving other people that's not your man things that your man should get.
Like, at least have a man. Exactly.
If you're my man, why am I watching you?
So why are you sharing yourself with somebody
else? First of all, I wouldn't have no threesome. That's the first thing I would say. I'm not going to have them.
Why am I watching you?
It's a competition at this point because, like, you're doing too much. Yeah, like, no, that's why. Just don't do that at all because I don't share.
How you know they just don't want a threesome?
I don't want a threesome, period.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying said person.
We're just saying period. Because, like, it's not even just
like they're just saying that they want that out of curiosity, not more so like they want to mess with other people. That's not included.
What you curious about? Yeah.
Like, I don't need to be.
I'm enough for both.
Yeah. Okay. Literally.
Yeah. I don't get that.
Maybe
you pull up the video.
Maybe y'all got to hear from the horse's mouth.
I love kicking it with women. I love going out with women. I love talking with women. I love working with women. I want to be everything to a woman, her homeboy, her coworker, her sneaky link, whatever. I just don't want to be her boyfriend. Being a boyfriend is like the worst possible thing you'd be to a woman because that's the one person that she treats the absolute worst. Fucked up.
That's how guys treat girls.
You're outside with women. They don't talk cars, shaking ass.
And you start rebutting in this moment of excellence.
No, it's true, though. Because I see how my homeboy treats some of the girls they talk to. I'm just like, damn.
But that's not their girlfriend.
But I'm just like, I'm their homegirl, and I see the piece that they're taking seriously, whatever. And it's like, you treat her like trash. Like,
as fuck. Give great advice.
We gotta grow up, y'all.
Y'all do.
No, I would say
the women, y'all not innocent either. I'm not going to lie. The women is not innocent either.
Too. That's what's so crazy about it. Like, it's not even on some, dudes nowadays. It's everybody.
Plenty of women who's happy to use men for their own needs, too.
I think that the whole dating community is really messed up right now. Like, we've lost
the plot
completely.
Manipulate. Perfect.
Y'all just don't transition into my topic. I don't know. Some females don't be having, so it's like using you. I have more than you. What could you possibly give me besides, like, emotional support?
The thing is, though,
especially in college.
A lot of y'all be like allowing yourselves to get used. You knew that man ain't have nothing.
How he using me?
I have the stuff. That's another thing.
I'm asking in general, how does a man use a woman?
Some guys be like staying sex? staying at their place, always he ain't got no laptop to do his homework. He using yours every
day. He got your car.
Like, he got your car.
Oh no, that's crazy. See, I don't
know, like, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They do be doing that.
That's OD. Like,
so how does a girl use a guy?
Same way.
Yeah. I mean, y'all don't way. Be happy. I mean, not gonna lie, like
that's just the people y'all mess with. Though,
yeah. I'm about to say, no, like, don't somebody got that
but
bread somewhere.
Overall, like, I feel like women have more than men, especially in college.
Then
I don't
again.
Know.
Okay,
you're
so
have
more as far as what?
You mess with people
I feel like
that you
more as far as
general,
what?
Just stuff in
no,
general.
No, no,
like,
no. That goes to...
More emotion.
That goes to
exactly.
No. The fact that y'all have a stronger support system because y'all are women than guys
facts.
Do. A lot of time, guys have to get everything that they have like
that's
on
facts.
Their own. Women, like your dad or your parents are not...
Not everybody has a dad.
I understand that. But from a general scope, like their support system, whether it's their grandma, their auntie, whoever it is not going to send a little baby off to college and not have nothing. You finna have everything in that
you
room
must
that
not
you
have
need.
Met them mama boys that
hello
you got their mama sending them everything.
Mind you, mind you.
Got the mama...
Specific archetype. Women in general, as a like, it's more common for women to have that type of support than it is. Like, I know I got homegirls, I'll be like, my daddy not going for that. I'll call him right now, he'll give me anything I need. And that's okay, because that's what your dad should do. That's
yeah,
what
he's a provider because
do.
He got it on his own. He did
but
it. That's
exactly.
what it takes to become a man.
Like, he got to a point to where he can
so
do
when
that.
Does the college boy become
but my
a
thing is, like, when you come to college, I feel like it's y'all's, like, opportunity to change y'all's circumstances. Like, obviously, we were all raised differently and stuff like that. But now that you're older, you can't really blame your parents for, like, how you were raised or the circumstances was given to you. I feel like
I can't blame my parents.
I mean,
yes,
you can.
You
can be mad, but it's like, you're either going to change it or be mad.
I'm paying for college. I'm taking out loans. I have to get my own job.
But you're either
going to
be mad or going to change it or, like, do something different. Especially when you grow up seeing that you didn't want to be in, you're going to see, like, okay, I seen what I didn't want to go in. Let me go in the opposite direction. Like, does that make sense?
I get what you're saying, but the thing that we trying to convey is, like, I seen a video, and he really broke it down for us. As a man, when you in your 20s, you supposed to struggle. Like, you not supposed to have everything together. And that goes for really both genders, honestly.
Yeah.
By the time you in about your 30s, your 40s, you supposed to be established in your career so you can provide for others and not just yourself. It's such a different dynamic between male and female because a man is supposed to be the provider. Like, that's his job. He's not supposed to get no pity. He's not supposed to be getting no credit on, like, oh, yeah, you did your job, pat on the back. No, that's not supposed to happen. You supposed to have been doing that. For women, it's more of a docile approach because they're women, they're more emotional, they're supposed to be the ones taken care of. Honestly, that's just how it is. But you cannot provide for nobody that's also your same age and you struggling yourself. That's why the big money ballers, that's why when you from places like Miami, Bra, any place where it's really places with people that's popping and doing their stuff, the big ballers, they gonna always shine. The NIL dudes, they gonna always shine because 20-year-old Terrain, 21-year-old Terrain cannot compete. You driving a Lambo,
oh,
I drive a Nissan Sentra. Like, he gonna ball out because the shot gonna see him and she gonna see him as a yeah he already a provider. I'm gonna be a provider. I ain't there yet. I could provide a little, you know, little McDonald's, you know, little Wendy's, you know, little Taco Bell. But right now, baby, you know, I don't have it. I don't have no roof crease. I don't have any, you know, like, you really gotta put it into your own perspective on, like, dang, how are you matriculated in life? Because the fast money gonna always be there. That's why they shine when they so young. Because by the time you get a 30, 40, 50, the feds have already caught you. You not shining no more. The dudes that shine when they 30, 40, 50, they had their head down. They was in corrections. They was in something legal and they had maintained a steady income so they can provide for their family. That's why your dad balling, because your dad had his head down. He struggled through his 20s. Probably not. I hope he didn't, because I hate when we had to struggle, but it's just a reality for some dudes. Like, we have to grow. Women, they have to grow too, but they have a better support system because it's more emotional on, dang, I don't want to see my little baby struggle. I don't want to see the girl I like struggle. Like, you want to help her out. Like, you should feel inclined to help the woman.
Also, you got to think, men enter their prime later than women do.
Facts.
Like, women's prime is literally from, like, 18 to 20, like, late 20s. Like, after that, like,
I'm always in my prime.
Most women start physically, I should say, physically start declining. But men, like,
physically declining.
Yeah, so y'all literally enter puberty before us.
Facts. Y'all actually accelerate before us. Y'all grow faster than us.
Biological, like, this is biological.
Bro, y'all are so advanced and compared to us that our frontal lobe is still developing by the time we were born.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all have developed faster than we did. So, like, y'all literally enter your primes before us.
Some of us not there yet.
That's why you ever think, like, you... Like, girls, like, after probably even in high school, like, some girls glow up and you be like, dang, like, when she got fine like that? But, like, dude, it take a longer time. Like, he got to get out of college. He got to get a job. And then he start glowing. It's like, oh, he...
look better now, but you feel me?
I think a big misconception is that all girls just want a dude for money. Yes. I don't think it's about money. God, I think it's just about consideration. Mm-hmm. It's about using your money intentionally to think about me and consider me. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for somebody that's balling, and I understand we're in college, so I don't want, like, I know you're not gonna have six figures right now, but buying me a little flower here and there for $5-$10 is,
it's a thought.
But
that
the
counts.
Fact that y'all don't deal with dudes that do that is sad. Flowers is $5.
Where can I find them?
I don't know. So see, that's why I'm real.
Where they at?
Like,
where they at?
This is honestly at? Sad.
Where they
guys?
At? Where they at? Because it's too expensive. We can't afford it. I'm a broke college student.
We didn't say that about no flowers. We said
things that's really gonna last you
a good while.
It's not even just flowers. It's like
what if he can't take you to BJ's on Tuesday to get you a nice little $5 Pazookie, leave him.
Like what
if a man that's wants something, he's gonna find a way to get
the,
it.
That's the general population of men.
It's a lot of women who look above that in the sense that like men will go out their way to provide with what they do have, and sometimes it's a give and take to where women just don't want that, they want more. It's a you're not giving me enough for this.
That's women that don't, that has never had stuff though, they didn't have to growing up, so they want all this stuff.
But I feel like that goes back to like Serena's point about like dating, so then that way you can kind of know like, okay, like I'm gonna expect more, so it's like while we're dating, okay, like maybe we aren't supposed to be together, maybe we are just supposed to like vibe. Like I think that goes back to like you have to be honest
and you got to be realistic with yourself or you
knowing what you can and can't provide right now.
Y'all ever think that this also, sometimes I feel like some people put themselves higher of like what that man actually sees them as? Because don't get me wrong,
potential.
Don't get me wrong, that man will probably buy the girl that he likes flowers.
Yeah, I always say if he wants to, he will.
Yeah, and you just might not be that
the one he wants to do it for. Yeah.
And that's okay. That's wrong. You just got to be able to identify that and be like, you know.
Just don't get that spark.
I think that
me, I ain't gonna lie, I be cheating though, cause like
Hold on, let me finish.
I meant cheating, like cheating in the game. You'll never really know if I like you like that or not, cause I just be buying people flowers.
Oh,
like you know,
just giving it out.
No, I don't know. I don't like that.
Like love bombing.
Yeah,
not necessarily. It's just kind of. See, and that's
everybody
the problem.
Everybody doesn't get flowers.
Love bombing.
Like you just spreading flowers around like, everybody. Like I don't know.
Because if a girl be like, oh, he bought me flowers,
like a handful.
Literally.
If you got me flowers and Jessica flowers, right. Then do you want to be with Jessica?
I wanted you to smile today, so I got
you
flowers.
But you want everybody to be on the same pile.
Now I'm love bombing.
She wanted like multiple girls.
It's my problem.
Now you're just giving it out.
But you know what's so tricky about all this is that sometimes you could be a natural nice person to somebody and they're not used to it, so now it's just seen as love bombing. Like
what?
I can't treat you like the respect that you deserve.
It's because you're doing it to everybody. It's just not that we haven't had that before. It's just
okay. Everybody's a stretch, guys.
You said you.
Let's be realistic.
I'm cheating the game.
I'm saying.
My thing is like everybody shouldn't be on that same level. Like I'm pretty sure you met girls been like, dang, I probably shouldn't have done that.
That's the thing.
You gotta be able to decipher that.
If you're not on that same level, that girl gonna be
flowers.
Listen, that could be interpreted wrong because now the girl that got the flowers that you're not really messing with, she thinking you like her. Now she telling her homegirls, oh, he got me flowers. Nah, that's my dude.
Now
she manipulated. Now you leading her on.
Nah, manipulated her.
Why would you give her flowers if you don't like her?
Hey, females be having certain expectations, and when you meet them, it's a problem. It's always a question.
No.
Nah, that's everybody.
I actually get flowers, not get me, Jessica.
I shouldn't even ask you to give me flowers. Just like what's understood have to be said. Like, why am I asking for flowers? First
y'all
of
saying
first
y'all
of
shouldn't ask for them. So when people do it randomly, why you give me flowers?
No, nobody ever asked.
You're missing
who's
the point.
It?
Like people
like, thank
always
you.
Question. Who else you give flowers
right.
to? It's always a slip.
No,
line.
No, I never asked about nobody else.
No, like, I'm saying when you bring it up that oh yeah, I also got Jessica some too. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Why? But let's say
like imagine if you're talking to somebody and you found out like dang we all got the same gifts like what
I, and,
like,
and I listen
that's
man,
crazy
that's the difference
that's not
crazy.
That scenario bro
we
oh you been in that scenario
be, it's not gonna be the same gift
okay so let me ask
you like, oh you only got flowers like, well I got flowers in a bag
I got wait. Flowers in a notebook
but it's like
why am I even competition with you
like what well I'm competing
so let me ask you
you got us ranked in a freaking gift scale.
If I'm not number one or if the only one then I should I don't matter
I just had to
question Serena
yesterday.
If it's dating in a relationship right how do y'all go about I guess balancing it out because if we're really going like the old school way of courting people you would court a woman generally in the same sense. So like, what if he's just courting all of you guys? Like, he's trying to figure out who he likes. Like, how do you respond to that? This is not even like a cover up question. Like, this is a genuine question. Some dudes still court. Some dudes are grown. I mean, raised up in like an older household.
Who courting?
That's I definitely court. My dad's old, bro. Like, I know about courting.
And that's what I'm saying. Like first dates. A lot of the first dates that I go on, I make it almost mandatory for me to get flowers. That's why when I was saying, like, making the point of like, I be cheating the game. Even if I don't necessarily like her enough to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. I respect her enough for allowing me to take her out. I'm gonna do a nice gesture, so I'll get the flowers. You get what I'm saying? But it's not necessarily like, oh, I'm in love with you, I'm trying to love bomb you. It's just,
but
like,
do you go out
saying?
With every person you talk to?
No,
like,
of course not.
I'm just asking.
You know,
not everybody.
Because some people just be laid up, and it's like, why are you giving a girl you laid up flowers? But
I think that
flowers, like,
it's also important that with every relationship that you get in, you learn something from it and evolve,
of course,
and take it with you and don't make the same mistakes. Because people that get with the same people that treat them crazy, it's like, I don't know.
But some people like feed off that energy, like they like
toxicity.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so
it's a rush. It's
pivoting into the next topic. Terrain is in my class, magazine article writing, and
my favorite J school class.
Yo, facts. If you're in J school, you definitely have to take that class. Shout out Dr. Pat. One of the things that we were discussing, the advancement of technology and just how much people are induced into their phones, like they just can't leave their phones. And I was making the point, I actually started writing an article about it though, but the art of flirting is gone.
Facts.
And it's also become this thing where I saw it on social media and they were like, a lot of the people that can flirt are very literate. Like, they know how to read, they read books,
yes,
they're into like literacy,
yes,
like they know how to speak. So a lot of the issues that we're facing today of, like, you know, kids not being able to understand advanced, like, rap, the mumble music and like stuff, it's because of the literacy rate. Like,
skills.
Like we're literally lacking social skills. My question basically is, how often do you guys run into people that actually know how to flirt? Like, you can actually hold a conversation with them and it's like, oh, this was fun, you know?
It depends. I'm not gonna lie, a lot of people slide in the DMs, and like Bree said, people don't have social skills. People don't know how to talk to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's when like tricking came in, like, oh, well, let me send you this, let me see, like, because people don't know how to talk. So they just use what they have because it's like, you can't hold a real conversation. And that's why women don't respect certain, or they just use them and trend them because it's like, you can't even hold a real conversation. All you have to do is, I have money, I have this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking also from the approach itself as well, too, or just the whole converse process?
I mean, everything. The approach, the conversation, like,
I honestly can't remember the last time that I had like a refreshing flirting type of conversation with a guy. It's always been like a short, oh, you look good tonight. Thank
or they're
you.
Trying to intimidate you, like trying to check. Why are you trying to check? But some people thrive.
And I think,
it's like
I think that comes off of taking different ways. Like, sometimes I feel like that can be a part of insecurity. Like, he's trying to humble you because he slightly feels intimidated by you.
Yeah.
But like, some guys also just come from a place where it's being mean is flirting.
Not
so, yeah,
grow up.
No, that's another thing. People still think that worked. No, like, ew, you're actually rude. Get out my face.
Yeah,
like, no, who are you talking to?
Cuss you out.
Yeah.
So I had this theory, basically, because I was talking about it with some other J school people, and they were trying to make it seem like, you know, I'm just naturally just flirty. But I was like, maybe it's just because I can read.
Low key.
Well, people say that about me too. So
see,
like, flirtatious, yeah.
And I know I can read. So.
And it's just like, I enjoy reading, I enjoy writing, and I enjoy using my word. Is it really that I'm flirty, or I just?
It's a part of your personality.
You know
exactly.
What?
And it's your experiences.
People
too.
Do say that I'm flirty, but it, honestly, I don't be flirting. I just be having a conversation.
Like, people can't hold conversations.
So when people run into people that are like, oh, you can actually talk to me,
they think,
like,
I'm
yes, they think I'm flirting.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not flirting, like, with you. I'm just asking you how your shirt, like, what?
Yeah. And you go into depth about certain things. People like
exactly.
These things surface level, too.
Yeah.
So
it's
holding,
like,
that,
oh,
conversation.
This person actually,
like,
has a brain. Yes.
No, literally, that's how it is. Yeah. It's like, okay.
I feel like because people don't have, like, intellectual conversations anymore, so it's like when you're literally, like, picking their brain or, like, making them think about things, it's like, oh, you're flirting, because
yeah,
you're like, wow, like, you're making
me
think.
And you see them in a different light, too.
Yeah, like,
when,
oh,
these
God,
are just generally things you should
general
think about
questions
already.
Yeah,
yeah,
and,
exactly,
and it's, like, from a different person's perspective, you think you're having normal conversations because this is what you do on a daily. Like, this is how you act, but a lot of people don't process things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, oh, she's flirting with me. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to everybody like this, but everybody doesn't talk to everybody.
That's
so it's like when you approach somebody, you think you're flirting.
I want to say, too, I think as far as, like, going back to what you were saying with technology, back in the day, there were no phones, there were no social media.
Yeah.
Like, you had to go out your way. If there's someone you wanted, you were interested in speaking to, you have to go out your way to actually approach them, talk to them, withhold a conversation, you know, to actually keep things flowing. Now, because there's technology, there's dating apps, there's a whole lot of, I guess you could call it, shortcuts to, like, you know, communicating to somebody that you're interested in. I think that causes a lot of people to miss steps to where, like, y'all were saying, as far as, like, having intimate and conversations of depthness, like, a lot of people kind of lack that now because it's like, okay, I could just
I could, you know, hit them up on here, be like, hey, you look good, da 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 da, and then boom, it's a lot of people who just, I guess they don't got respect enough to, like, you know, try to withhold that. He's like, hey, I'm here for the same thing too, you feel me? So what's good? It's just the whole thing. Like,
and I ain't gonna lie, I'll be honest, I done caught myself doing this before. Like, y'all ever see somebody in person and you don't speak to them, but you get their social media later?
It's the phones. Take the phones.
I hate that. No, I
hate
that.
Take the phones.
That's so
it's the
phones. Pathetic. Like, it's like you and, see and, me, was like someone is sitting me lie. For 3 hours at flight, then you're going to follow me, like, you're scared.
And then, I'm not going to lie. There have been, like, when I realized, like, the first time I probably did that, I was like, hold on, I can't be doing this. That's not okay. Like,
especially if you know they're seeing you. Now, if it was like a quick glimpse, like, okay, I get that. But it's like, yeah, I've been in settings, like,
the flowers
we're like, and it's like, bro, you could have just spoke to me. We're in a group setting, and you act like, what?
I will say, though, sometimes the algorithm be tripping. I don't know what it is, but like a friend will post something on their story, and you might be tagged in it, and it just be like, that just so happens to be the girl that I saw in the club.
I got him.
I got him.
I got him. You're right where I want you. That's the problem with social media, bro. And then also COVID, too. Y'all stop talking to each other in person. Y'all like, oh, yeah, I'm going to see that shot. I'm going to text
you.
Got
some internet friends that we haven't met.
Facts.
And you know what's so crazy? Like, I had a homeboy the other day. I'm like, bro. He like, oh, yeah, bro. Is it one bad joint, bro? She right over there. I'm like, all right, go talk to her. He's like, nah, bro. I'm finna text her when she leave. What? You wanna hang with me instead of go walk over there? Like, nah, bro. You gotta get up on that. He like, nah, bro. It's not the time. It's not the time. I'm like, bro, she's by herself in Chick-fil-A.
Facts. When is the better time?
Bro, I don't know. About this, like,
I don't know.
When he can wait to about
you feel me?
Think about what he gonna respond because he don't know how to respond.
Oh my god, I can't wait to text her. Hey, baby,
but that's another thing. I feel
Chick-fil-A.
Like our generation, the girls will walk down. Like my teacher had talked about this. He was basically saying back in the day, the woman would be posted up and the male would approach us. But now it's like it's more likely for a female to walk down on men than the men because y'all just be posted up like. What's going on? And we be
but
like,
that's, you know where that comes from? I also think that comes from like.
No, they don't know what to say.
Fear of rejection, but also we have created this stigma of, I call it the nonchalant dreadhead epidemic. Like everybody wants to be like the nonchalant, like, dreadhead,
the mysterious and guy.
Literally mysterious, sitting in the corner,
be passionate and like you too cool.
You too cool to talk to anybody
bro,
at the club with the
party. Like,
parties.
Nah, I'm chilling on something. Like, no, you're not.
Yeah,
chilling,
like you're
bro.
Not chilling. You're not having fun. Like I'm looking at you.
You look miserable.
You look miserable, bro. Like, and I also think that comes from us being exposed to so much on social media that we have been like desensitized to real world situations. We scroll all day, we'll see like a bombing and then see a thirst trap and then see some political mess and then an ad for, I don't know, McDonald's. Like, it's just too much.
Somebody
at one time. Like, we're literally, our brains are not able to process that amount of information. Mm-hmm. So we get around people and like nothing phases us because we consume stuff so fast that like we're just mellowed out.
They said that about the kids. Like the kids nowadays, they lack empathy.
Yes.
So like they don't really care about anything. They're all, I don't care. I don't want to do that. Well,
yes.
Oh, well.
That's literally, that's how my little brother
is. It's really sad. Like,
but they don't understand to care as well too.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're too grown now. This morning I volunteered at a school.
Nah, they are.
For my service. And the little girl said, I asked her what her favorite artist was. She said King Von, Young Boy, and Ice Spice.
Wait, what?
And then
what
she got up and started
going.
Mind you, this is kindergarten.
She's kindergarten. She's
I mean,
she's
no ball with Young Boy, but why did she start off with King Von?
And then she was bucking at us the entire freaking class. So I'm like, whoa, what's going
like
on?
Your favorite artist is drill music.
At 6 years old.
Mine, they don't understand nothing that they're saying. They just
are
killing. The killing of Chicago.
Like,
the
kill
is what you're listening to.
A whole killing. Yeah.
But I knew it was cooked. My oldest niece is, I want to say, 11 now. When she was like 9 or 8, I had said to her, I said, oh, don't touch that. That's it's nasty. It's going to give you cooties. And she was like, Uncle Terrain, what is cooties?
They don't have
nothing but cocoa melon. And Gracie's Corner.
Yeah.
Brain right, bro.
Not
brain
bro. Right. 6'7".
You watching baddies and stuff
6'7"
like that.
6'7" is worse than 21.
It Facts. Is, yeah.
Brain right, for real.
Our 21 was funny.
Yeah.
They don't even know. I seen the video of Raindrop. They was like,
what?
Umbrella? Like, come on, bro. Like,
what? Yeah, bro, these new kids,
it's just not
I don't
the
know,
same.
They humor is just like, it's just not there.
They just act all grown and tough.
They don't need to
like,
find
nothing
funny if you can't read.
But you know what's so crazy? I feel like stuff like that translates into us being adults because I think it ties back into the flirting. Like, if you were on this brain rot or, like, say you were on that epidemic with COVID and you were just glued to the phone, all you seen was foolishness. So now when you get in person, it's like everything you say is either brain rot or it's cringe or it's just like it's not even a good social cue.
But it's normal to them though. That's the scary part.
And it's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like that's when like trolling and everything comes in. Like everybody thinks everything's a joke. And it's like, no, this is real life. Like, and they cover it up with it too. They're like, oh, I'm just kidding. Like, you just came for my life. What do you mean?
I think they do know about the brain rot though. Cause I think one of the kids was trying to tell me that he was doing brain rot.
Or rage baiting.
I couldn't hear what he was like. He was talking real slow and fast.
They have a term for everything now. It is crazy.
And you know what make it worse? AI, bro.
The critical thinking is definitely out the window with AI. I can't lie.
So it's like everything they see. Like, bro, I was talking to a kid. They was discussing like who the fastest man on earth is, and I'm like, I'm trolling. I'm talking about the Flash and stuff. Now they give me an actual person name. It's somebody he's faster than the Flash. I'm like,
I hope it's Usain Bolt.
Mind you, I said Usain Bolt. They were like, nah, they named a YouTuber. Didn't even say speed. That's a crazy thing.
Tyson Act.
Nah, it was some random dude. I'm like, where you get that from? I said, we seen him beat a cheetah. I'm like, bro, ain't nobody cheating. Nah, it was speed and some other person, but I'm like,
the video had to be AI, bro.
Yeah,
I literally saw an AI platform that allows you to screenshot your messages with someone and it gives you responses that you can text them.
You can do that in ChatGPT. I'd be like, bro, am I tripping? Like,
well, I didn't call him, but I saw a dude in his ChatGPT search history was how to flirt. What should I respond to this DM? And I was like, this lame, goofy.
No bag work, bro.
Bag work.
Y'all not slick. I see y'all getting pickup lines off of ChatGPT.
Nobody even uses pickup lines no more.
You boys is not hooping.
They can barely talk, so they're not.
Yeah, you can't walk up and tell me a joke and I'll be like,
they don't even know the game.
They wouldn't even know what it's talking about.
Yeah.
The joke be, you be looking rough today. You look better on usual days.
I'm just trolling.
No, yeah, I'm supposed to go home and know that she like me. Like, what you mean, bro?
Like, what?
Like this one girl be, like,
turned on by that.
Yeah, I don't know. This one girl, she was like, she was telling my homegirl, she's like, oh, he looks scary. And I'm like, hold on, this must be like from what are you from? Like, y'all be like, that's how you say somebody ugly. She's like, no, I just thought you were cute.
What? Nah, scary means like you just
you feel me, bro? Like
hard approach or something.
I had to go show up. I had to go get me a haircut. Be like, look, send this to your homegirl. Say, is he scary now? You feel me? Like, I didn't mean it like that. Like, come on.
And it's weird because everybody's lingos be meaning the opposite thing.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Like green, I thought green meant bad. Everybody's like, nah, you green, like you're good.
Green mean bad.
Green, like, oh, you're green, like, no, you're good. Like, what?
Green as in, like, you flaw or something like that.
Yeah, I know, but some people be thinking it's good. I'd be like,
I ain't never. Where that's from?
I've heard it multiple times in different settings.
At here? They out of state.
Yeah, they not from.
They just don't know how to use the terminology right. That's all it is.
Bad, though.
Whatever part you from new, they didn't.
Did you green it?
Yeah, I don't want to be no good. Legit.
Marina.
I can merch. Merch it.
At this point of the episode, we're going to go.
Chair.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got that creaking. My fault. Mama Bree, my fault. Anywho, we're going to go ahead and get into the shout outs before we end this installment. Miss Brianna J, you can go ahead and start first.
Shout out to the Motion Movers and the new crew that we have. Hey. Y'all are going to be the legacy, so y'all got to keep the show running after we graduate. Shout out the real Beta Alpha chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Happy Harder Day.
Shout out Camille, you know?
Yay! Hey! Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's Camille's birthday. It's one of the. The OGs of MIM.
Charter members.
But yeah, shout out to everybody that tuned in. Shout out to the cast that showed up. Is this the first time we had, like,
this almost, is the majority of us.
Just
two of us who's not here.
Yeah, this was fun, guys.
Shout out to my dog, Blue, like an actual Boston Terrier. I miss him so much.
How old is he?
He's 7. He's old.
Oh, okay.
I miss him. You know why I brought that up real quick? So I saw this video this morning of this girl. She was beating her dog on TikTok and it like traumatized me. So they're like, I called my mom. I was like, I need to see Blue, please. But, so shout out to Blue and shout out to everybody. And
why'd you name him Blue?
I just thought it was cute. He's black and white, but I just thought.
Wait, the girl who's beating the dog, it was on TikTok Live?
Yes. And she got banned and it just triggered me and I was like, I love my dog.
Yeah, it's crazy. So,
shout out Blue.
Shout out God. Shout out the Motion crew. Shout out to all the Motion Movers listening. And shout out to everyone who's in school right now, you know, whether you're about to graduate, whether you're an upperclassman, whether you're just getting into school, trying to finish out your first year, whatever predicament you may be in. Shout out to y'all. We're rooting for y'all. And yeah, that's all I gotta give.
Man. You know, I'm gonna always give a shout out to my mom, you feel me? She always gonna get some love any type of way, you feel me?
That's the mama's boy y'all was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, always love, sending love that way.
Shout out to J School, man. One more semester, I'm out of here. You know, being real.
Shout out everybody that showed up today. I feel like we had good conversation. Then shout out God. I feel like this semester just feels different. Like you said, like everybody's going like different directions. So really just shout out to everybody that's been showing up every day and, you know, pushing through because, you know, we finna be in the real world.
My bad, y'all. I lost my voice yelling at the TV. Do not put in parlays the day before you got to do a podcast. I say shout out God, first of all, for real, for real. Shout out my Instagram live, especially Zach. Zach been on the Instagram live the whole time we've been recording. Really? So shout out to them, you feel me? Shout out Millennials in Motion. This is a great podcast, a great experience. And shout out all the college kids. We almost done. And even if you're not done, you almost there. You keep your head going. Fast. Oh, facts.
Literally.
That's real. All right, that being said, we appreciate y'all for listening to another installment of Millennials in Motion. And we can't wait to see y'all back here on the next episode. See y'all soon.
Bye. What do you think, man? We are.
Bye.